Hello everyone, welcome to tonight's 10-week final wealth turnaround Q&A call. It's Annie here and it's been a long 10 weeks. and wherever you're up to in the process, don't worry, you've made steps forward to get in touch with a feeling of confidence around your finances and to take steps to mean that it's managed really successfully. So congratulations on being the final vanguard still standing. I know that sometimes ladies fall off the wagon in the 10-week wealth turnaround. So you're all here. You've all done a brilliant job, I'm sure. And great to touch base with you tonight. So this is going to be our final Q&A call. So please, I'd love to hear any questions, any comments, any challenges that you're having so that we can make sure that you're moving forward with all the tools that you need and feeling confident about getting your finances in order. So it's not that we were promising that you're going to have, you know, huge increases in your bottom line over the 10 weeks, but we really wanted you to have an experience of feeling confident about it, feeling empowered around money again, feeling like money's your friend and that wealth is something that you understand through the make, manage and multiply phases. And in particular, we've been focusing on the manage phase. So I'd love to hear from all of you on the call how it's been for you, any questions that you've got, any challenges, and just to touch base and hear some friendly voices. So who wants to kick us off tonight? Just put your hands up or put a question into the question box and I'll come and have a chat if you put your hands up. So who wants to kick us off? Have you got through the videos? Where are you up to? Let me know where you're up to in the program. I know that some of you have been keeping pace with the videos each week, and I know that some of you haven't, and that's completely fine. No life gets busy. So where are you up to? Okay, great. Yes, very different stages. Week six. That is all fine. We've got week six, week four, week eight, week eight, week eight. Okay, cool. Great. Oh, great. Well done, you lot. You've really kept up. It's amazing. Still on week three. That's completely fine, Sarah. Week five, week seven. Okay, awesome. Fantastic. And that's fine. You know, if you've listened to the videos, you've got steps to be getting on with, and you'll know what your steps are for the next couple of weeks as well. So that's great, Ronnie. Well done, you. It's fine. Look, you know, we set it up this way so that there is the consistency of accountability on these calls, but also with your buddies. Hopefully you've all got a buddy. But of course, it doesn't necessarily end after the 10 weeks. You keep going. If you haven't completed the steps, then highly encourage you to keep going. These are things, many of them are things that just once they're in place, they're in place. And once they're set up, it's done and you can tick them off and you don't have to go back to them, you know, like doing your will and estate planning and stuff. Once that's done, you can leave that alone for years until you want to change it at some point in the future if you do. So those things are really great to get done. And once you've got your account set up, they're there, you know, making things easy for you. So do keep going with the steps and don't give yourself a hard time if you're not up to week eight. That's absolutely fine. Okay. So Karen's saying, I've fallen behind since the last call, but what I've learned has been helping with other aspects of my life, which is amazing. Karen, do you want to have a chat about that? Just put your hand up if you do. If you're free to talk, I'd love to hear what that is, what that's about. Great. Hi, Karen, can you click your microphone symbol, your end? Yes, that's it. Hello. Oh, yes, I can. Hi.
Oh, I'm listening with headphones, so I'm a bit disorientated.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, I don't have much to say, really. It's just what's been helping me mainly is just the realisation that I've got choices, that I make choices all the time. And sort of learning that with my money has helped me. And you said something to me at the last call about choosing to feel safe. And that was a real, like, what? Can you do that? And since then, I've been just been realizing that I can choose a lot of things. So it's been incredible, actually, just to suddenly become, I guess it's becoming conscious of all the choices that I make on a daily basis.
Great.
And then being able to choose differently.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. But I've fallen behind since the last call. So I'm still technically on week 6, I think.
No problem. That's totally fine. Just pick it up when you can, right? And in terms of your choices, mm-hmm. you're saying you're bringing more consciousness to your choices. Are these around your spending or finances or other choices?
Yeah, but everything. So even in the way I talk to my son or the way I behave at work, it's just it's lots of situations where I thought, where I just sort of reacted.
Right.
I'm just aware that I have choices that where it didn't used to feel like a choice. So that's been really amazing. But it started with realizing that around money. You know, it's weird how it translates.
That's amazing. And it sounds to me like you just brought more awareness to your actions, and therefore that goes across the board. So well done, you.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Yeah. So I'm quite excited, even though I've fallen behind, I'll catch up again.
Of course you will.
But yeah, it's been amazing.
Well done, you. I love that. You're sounding like you've got some confidence from that as well.
Yeah, really have. Yeah, in everything. And it's something that's growing slowly. So I wouldn't say that it's been an overnight transformation. Every day gets a little bit more conscious, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's been great.
Grill, really, really great. Love your share. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Karen. Bye. Fabulous. I love it. There you go. You're doing a course on turning your wealth around and you end up getting more confident with the kids. It's fabulous. Well done. Really love that. Okay, Ronnie, I had a bit of flurry in my last warrioress phase and got to grips with my pension paperwork. Oh, good. Do you want to share anything about that, Ronnie? Some people might want to hear your insights around pensions. Just put your hand up if you do. Can do. Okay, cool. I'll unmute you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, honey?
I'm good, I think. Thank you.
So tell us what you've been up to with your pension.
Well, I had 3 different pensions.
Ah.
I'm self-employed now, but I had worked for local authorities for a number of years.
Yeah.
And whenever you move from one local authority to another, you have to transfer your pension over. Well, you don't have to, but you can. And it sort of amalgamates the pot. But in my fear, I suppose, of not having got it quite right or whatever, I'd kept the paperwork from every single local authority I'd ever worked for. going back to the year 2005, so there's quite a few different organisations I'd worked for, and yeah, it was taking up like a quarter of my filing cabinet, because I just in fear that if I threw it out I might need it. So actually it was really satisfying to kind of just go through it and clear it all out and just go, actually I only need paperwork for one now, because it's all in one pot. And so that was really nice. And I'm kind of waiting for that phase to come again, because I'm sort of in the part of my cycle where I've got a bit of a lull and I'm just not feeling like I've got the energy to do that. And part of me was getting really frustrated and like, oh, I should be doing this. And a bit like the previous caller, like, oh, I'm feeling a bit behind. And and then I was like, no, trust in the cycle. It's gonna come back. So and I think I'm sort of possibly more tuned into that because I had my happy hormone discovery call this morning.
Oh, did you?
with Nikki Williams, which was interesting. And she was saying, you know, so are you up for this? And I was like, yes, I absolutely am. I'm just going to talk to my husband about which jam jar it's coming out of. And so yeah, it's kind of getting embedded in lots of different ways.
Oh, that's great. And good to hear that you're investigating your hormonals and cycles.
Yeah. And I think actually one of the biggest wins, I think, for me from the wealth turnaround and Be Wealth was because we're still in a phase of transition. Like, I don't know if anybody else is experiencing this, where all of our accounts are in a bit of upheaval because we're switching it all around to make the new system. And so at the moment it feels a bit chaotic.
Wow.
But I've been noting down all of my spends, and on Friday last week I had a massive gap of 4 hours between appointments, and I went into town and just treated myself to look round the shops, and I found a top that I really, really loved, and I looked at the price and I was like, yep, I can afford that from my lifestyle jar, that is not a problem, and I love it. And so I bought it without any guilt whatsoever, which is a massive thing for me, because normally it's like I can only buy something if it's in a sale somewhere and stuff, and you know, it's full price and stuff. But it was just a totally different experience, and I bought a couple of other things, and everything I bought I really loved, and I knew I was going to cherish it, and I felt completely confident in the purchase. Like, I wasn't doubting myself, I wasn't berating myself for spending money on me. It was a completely different experience, which was lovely.
So cool. That really is cool. Froom's great for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's your first funky in Froom.
Yeah.
Very cool. I love that. And it's just real testament to the fact that, you know, when you have things allocated, then you don't have to feel guilty or beat yourself up or worry about it or second guess it. It's just, you know, it's there. So you know what you can spend. So I love that. Well done.
Thanks.
Really great. Thank you. And well done for getting your pension sorted as well. That's a big win.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Well done.
My filing cabinet is no longer groaning.
Oh, sounds like you're doing really well with all this.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. Thanks, Ronnie. Good to hear you're feeling more confident.
Cheers.
Thanks, love. Great. I love it. Getting those pesky pensions sorted. Okay, good. So who's got questions? Just put your hands up and I'll come and open the light to you. So there's two more weeks left. Well, kind of officially a week, you know, 10 days. So what are you up for achieving during that time? What are you wanting to focus on? You've all gone terribly quiet. So what's there for you all? What do you need to be focusing on? Are there things that are keeping you stuck? Are you getting kind of tripped up by certain things? Is there one thing that you're like, oh, I just can't make myself do that? There's a book called Eat That Frog. So sometimes things can look like frogs that you just can't cope with getting sorted. Patricia's, oh, great, going to get your solicitor appointed to get your will sorted. Oh, fabulous. I've had a discussion with my husband and we're on the same page with it. Oh, good. Great. It's a good feeling when that's done. Karen saying Experian report. Ugh. Yes, I know these things can be a bit icky, can't they? Amanda says, need to finish what I've started. Lots of half done things. What kind of half done things, Amanda? Just put your hand up if you're free to talk. Okay. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hello. How, what things are half done, honey?
Well, I seem to have been going at this in a very odd way. I've got lots done, so I'm feeling quite good about it generally.
Yes.
But bits that are half done are accounts, the half set up, jam jars set up, savings the same.
Right.
So I sort of had a blitz on it, then life got in the way.
Yes.
To change tack a little bit, because I was hoping to do this with my husband.
Yeah,
he's not set up the accounts that he needs to do it, so I'm going to have to do it just with my salary. Mm-hmm. In order to move forward. So I'm having to work different ways around it. So I've done lots of reading. I feel that my financial knowledge is much better, which is fantastic. Right. But I just have to get these things in place and finished. They're halfway there. Okay. So the starling account is there, but the jam jars aren't.
Right.
I haven't. I've gone through the percentages, so I know what the percentages should be, but I haven't allocated the jam jars. So.
Okay, cool. And how long will these things take you, do you think, approximately?
I think I probably need a good half day to half do it. Time.
Okay, as in one sitting, or can that be, you know, an hour here or there?
I find it much easier to do it in one sitting. Okay, so once I've got the focus.
Yes.
I can do it.
Okay, good. So when is your half day going to be?
My next available half day is going to be, it's going to be early Saturday morning.
Oh, wow.
So it's a getting up early job.
Yep.
And 3 or 4 hours before the boys are up.
Fantastic. Well, that's dedication for you. And do you have an accountability buddy, Amanda?
I do. I have the lovely Claren. I don't know if you're around Claren, but she's been amazing.
Oh, good. Okay. So she's keeping you on task for these things.
She's fantastic. Yeah, she's great.
Lovely. Okay, great. Fabulous. So that's something that, you know, you can be held accountable for.
Yeah, and I need direction. I'm clear on the direction.
Yes.
If it feels good to have done what I've done. Mm. But I need to know in my head that it's finished.
Yes, exactly. And then it's just sorted, isn't it? And you can tick that off. That's great. Okay, well done. Sounds like you're really progressing well, and I'm sure that by Saturday afternoon you'll be feeling fabulous that so much has been achieved.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Amanda. Great. Karen's, yes, admitting to having been putting off her Experian report. Sarah is saying not enough time and persisting, but slow progress, and yes, lots of half done things as well. So Sarah, put your hand up if you want to have a chat about that. Otherwise, it's just finishing things, right? We've got a powercast called Finishing Things, actually, which is just if you have 10 minutes, finish something simple that really can create a positive spiral if you finish things. So if you have small jobs that are just going to take you a small amount of time, then it's really worthwhile just getting those things done. Susan is saying, would love to know how people get their pension sorted. So anyone else got any information about sorting their pensions that can help Susan? There's a bit of a delay on the question, Susan, so I'll wait to see if anyone comes in. Will! Not pension, says Susan, it's Will. Okay, right, okay. Has anybody got any hot tips for getting your will sorted? Depends if you want to go through a solicitor or if you want to do it yourself, Susan. You can get a free form at the post office. Oh, it's not free, actually. It's about £7 or something. You can also get free forms online. Or you can go to a solicitor. It depends how complex it is. Amanda's saying lots of charities have great help with will writing as well. There's what's it called? There's a company online which is legal documents for free. And you can download them. Yeah, you can absolutely do it without a solicitor. Yeah, you can do it without a solicitor. Okay, so yes, so there is Will Aid this month, saying Patricia. Okay, tell us about that. Patricia, you've got lots of great ideas. Do you want to share them? Just put your hand up if you can talk. Great. Hi, Patricia.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi there.
Hi. Yeah, the Will Aid is on this month in November, which is basically, I think it's a load of solicitors will do writing wills for you, and they want some sort of charity donation in return for that. So
wow.
it can be more cost effective if money is a problem there. And there's a website for that if anybody's interested. It's called willaid.org.uk.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's helpful to anyone.
That's really helpful. Wow. That's really helpful. Susan's saying that's great to know. Thanks. So willaid.co.uk.
.org.uk.
.org.uk. Okay, willaid.org.uk. And how come they're doing that? It's just
they do it every year. There's a couple of schemes that solicitors run. There's one in October that I think is for over 50s or over 60s. I'm not quite sure what the criteria is.
Right.
But I think the November one, the Will Aid, is sort of open to anybody.
Wow. And how come they're doing that? What do they get out of it?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of solicitors will do some pro bono work. I'm not a solicitor myself, so I'm not entirely sure the driver behind it, but there will be... it won't be everybody, but there will be some solicitors around about that will offer that.
Great. I love it. That's fabulous. And that you make a donation to charity in exchange. That's a brilliant idea. Great. Thank you for that. And how are you going with everything?
Well, Will's is one of my things, although I'm not using this particular scheme. But I finally had a bit of a breakthrough at the weekend. Having the discussion with my husband about, you know, let's actually crack on and do this, because yesterday was my eldest child's 17th birthday, and that's 17 years I've been putting this off for. It just feels like I probably ought to get around to doing it.
Yeah, that's telling, isn't it?
So it's about time it was done, and I'd got some forms from a local solicitor a few weeks back. We just needed to sit down and talk through what we wanted.
Yes.
We don't need anything particularly complex, but it's just a matter of getting it done. And I don't know if others out there with children are the same, but what stuck for me for a long time was being able to decide who I would give care of my children to if something happened to myself and my husband. And I don't live in the same country as the rest of my family. And, you know, so there's a lot of complications there about, well, who do you trust, or who is going to be in a position to, you know, care for them.
Right.
But as I say, they're now so much older that it's probably a bit of a moot point, that they will have a say in what happens to them anyway, because they're of an age that they can make their opinions known.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, it's still something that you need to attend to and get right, isn't it? That then you can feel confident that you've done it.
Yeah, but I was stuck on that for a long time. In fact, I started becoming unstuck at the Be Wealth weekend on that particular issue. So I thank you for that.
Okay, good. Good. Great. Thank you. Thanks for your information about wills. That's really helpful for everyone.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Patricia. Okay, brilliant. Yes, Sarah's saying you can buy them in stationers or the post office. If it's simple, just follow the advice, and the online versions as well. They take you through the different areas. If you've got a simple situation, then you might as well do it yourself if you feel comfortable with that. But if it's more complicated, Jen's saying if it's more complicated as well, then you might want to get support. And who is it here? Sophie just Googled a will aid and it's quoting £150 for a pair of mirror wills for a couple. So a solicitor I rang randomly quoted me £400, so I hadn't got around to doing it. That's great. There was somebody, there was someone local in Bath as well offering to do power of attorneys and wills, you know, really quite cheaply. I think it was £80 each or something. And they came to your house and sorted it all out. It was a legal service. So if you look around, I'm sure you'll find really good deals. Rocket Lawyer. Susan's saying Rocket Lawyer is good. Jen's saying she has a good will writer as well. Great. So some really good suggestions there. Okay, fabulous. It's a bizarre topic, isn't it? Writing your will. But it's done, then it's done and you can rest in peace. Hopefully not yet. Good. All right, my lovelies, what else? What else have you been focusing on? What else is challenging for you? Lucy, hang on a sec. Susan is saying she's about the same, done half start on some of the actions. Progress for sure, but now that I'm behind, there's rather a lot for me to deal with. I don't have a buddy. Do you want to have a, you know, call out for a buddy, Susan? I'll come and open the line to you. You've got your hand up. Hi, Susan. Can you click your microphone symbol, your end for me? Thank you. Hello.
Hello, it's Sue here.
Hello, how are you?
For some reason, even though I've changed my settings so that my name is Sue, it still pops up as Susan. But it's Sue. Hello. Yeah. So I'm up to date with the videos and I'm all good with what they're saying and the message and that I can do it. I'm a little bit behind with the action points. Going back to the jam jars, I immediately took action and I've made some huge progress, really. The first thing I did was I thought, do the easy things first. And so I did the kids' jam jars.
Oh, wow, lovely.
Yeah, it's great. And the kids love it. Somebody really, really helpful suggested Rooster, the app.
Yeah.
And so now my kids have Rooster accounts and my little Ruby, whose nickname is Rooster, funny enough, she's just had her birthday. And so I took all the cash that she was given for her birthday, put it in my purse and transferred £50 into her Rooster account. And she's in her element.
Oh, lovely.
Well, it's really, really helpful because the cash didn't mean anything to her. But now that she can see it in the app, so when you transfer it in for them, it immediately goes into their spend account.
Okay.
And then it's up to them to split it three ways. They can either leave it in the spend account or they can move it into give. They can move it into goals or they can move it into save.
Okay, great. Lovely.
So I've let them to decide how they split it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've talked about this and thirds would be a good idea or 10% in the give, those kinds of things we've talked about. And it's up to them. But I've also set up, and the big thing that's really helped is their pocket money. I kept forgetting them to give them their pocket money. You know, and they would never get it, and so it was always, oh, I must owe you about a tenner by now. And it was never very well organized, but this has made all the difference because this is set up now to automatically pay in £2.50 a week or whatever it is, and it splits it automatically across the three jars.
Love it.
Yeah, you can tell it what split to do. So we've set that up automatically and I just automatically put it in equal in the three and they can move it around as they like. Wow. And it sends a report to me. I can see exactly what they've moved where.
Oh, wow.
So that's working great. And I think that the principle of doing that for the kids has started to help me with thinking that way about my accounts as well. So what I've done in progress with my own accounts is I used to just put things on a credit card. I always had one for me and the kids and one for me and my partner joint. But now what we've got is we've got separate credit cards for separate spending. So I've got joint family purchases, which are essential. I've got children's expenses, things like school and uniform and activities that I don't expect my partner, their stepdad, to have anything to do with that, you know, because I get maintenance. So that's separate from him.
Okay.
Then I've got my personal lifestyle.
Yeah.
Credit card. Yeah. And I've got my and then I've got a separate one for business purchases.
Right.
So that's a start at putting expenditure from different pots. So what that lets me do is when the statement comes through or online, I can download those transactions and put those straight into a spreadsheet.
Okay, good. Yeah.
So that's my start. But what I haven't done is allocated budgets for those pots yet. But at least now there's a breakdown and I can see how much I'm spending.
Fantastic. And you've got the spreadsheet from Be Wealth, right? The one of many spreadsheet that can then
add
percentages for
you. Yeah, I managed to find it. It was a little bit tricky to find, but then we got some help in the group with that. So yeah, I've got that spreadsheet. I haven't done anything with it yet. All I've got at the moment is October's downloaded expenditure from my different credit cards. At the moment, there's a bit of a block there as to what information to put in the spreadsheet.
What do you mean by that?
So I think I'm getting confused between doing this lifestyle spreadsheet and doing the accounting for everything you spend bit. So I think Joe said start accounting for every single expenditure for 1 month. So I'm not quite sure where to start. Do I account for everything from, say, last month, for example?
Yes.
First.
Mm-hmm.
And then where do I go with that?
Well, it depends what system you're running. I keep doing that. I do my accounts on everything I've spent. And, you know, some's business and some's not. So I just account for everything I've spent as a ongoing practice. So it depends how you want to do it, if you just then want to focus on business expenditure, but it's good to keep tracking it so that you then have an idea of, you know, are your bills going up and down? Are you spending more on clothes this year than last year? It's really good to have that. And the apps nowadays are making things so much easier for people because you can just use an app and put in, you know, what you've spent on what, and then it does all the calculations for you.
So is the purpose of that to kind of put things into categories so that you can see what you've been spending in categories?
Yes, because if you've got your budget will tell you how much you've got available, right? So that one of many spreadsheet, for example, that will tell you you've got 10% for contributions, for giving, you've got 10% maybe for lifestyle, for your lifestyle jar. But you can see from your allocations in your app or on your other spreadsheets that maybe you've gone on and spent 20% of your income on lifestyle.
Yeah.
So that will then tell you, you know, that you need to rein that in a little bit.
And how detailed do I need to make the categories? Because like I say, at the moment I've got personal lifestyle, essentials, and so on. And of course, there's housekeeping, that all direct debit. But then to what extent do I need to take personal lifestyle, for example, and break that down into clothes, entertainment, you know, gadgets? I'm a little bit confused as to how much I need to break it down, I think.
Again, it's up to you. So I have tracked how much I spend on the horse when I had a horse.
I'll have a separate section for clothes. I'll have a separate section for pharmacy stuff. I have a separate section on, you know, all the different business parts. But I want to, when I had a dog, I wanted to know how much I spent on my dog. So all the dog food went in a category, and that had its own column on my spreadsheet.
Right.
So it really depends what you want to know, but it's you know, the more information you have, the more you can do with it.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great practice to track everything for a month, and then if you like it, you can keep going, and if you don't, then you can drop off the small spends. Mm-hmm. Then if you're not hitting your budget, then you want to come back to tracking everything, because it might be just that you're spending £3 on coffee 5 times a week and that you hadn't really noticed, and that's where the money's going, you know?
Yeah. So I think I need to come up with new categories, because I was thinking of this in terms of what's essential, what's non-essential, what's joint, what's soul. But actually, I think I could recategorize that and do. So let's say I've got a category for clothes.
Yeah.
But some of those clothes are going to be essential and budget.
Yeah.
But others are going to be non-essential and more luxurious. So for me, those were different categories before, but maybe I need to have a rethink and just say clothes.
Yes, you can.
And then.
Yeah. So if you, this is like for if you're tracking everything, right? If you're coming out of your jam jars, then it might be just that that's a lifestyle one, or it might be housekeeping. So if it's clothes for work that you need that are essential, that would come out of your housekeeping jar. If they're clothes for going to parties and having fun with, that might come out of your lifestyle jar. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
If you're wanting to track every single thing, then you can just use your jam jars, or if you want more detailed information, that's when you can allocate them under different headings. So it really, really depends what you want to know and what purpose it's for. And, you know, the more detail you have, the better off, the more information you have, the more you can deal with things in different ways. So certainly do the tracking for
the
month.
Thank you. I think what I'd love to see, if anybody has this, is a system that really works for them of what those categories are. And I mean, more than just the 6 jars. Do you know what I mean? I mean, the categories such as clothes, entertainment, toiletries. I don't know at the moment. I'd like to have an example to follow and then to play with to suit me.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit like I'm the first one to kind of invent this, like I may be reinventing the wheel a bit to create my own system. Is there already a good system out there that works for a lot of people?
Anybody on the call got a good system that works for them? I've just got a spreadsheet with the different headings on, so it's, you know, it's bills, electricity, phone, internet, car, like petrol, car expenses. I've got clothes, I've got pharmacy, I've got health, under which I put things like supplements and treatments and things, you know, chiropractic or massage or whatever I put under that. I have going out, I have travel, plus all the business expenses. So,
yeah,
those types of things.
Yeah. And then
food.
Let me just ask you one question on that, and that is, let's say, for example, in your category health,
yeah,
does that cover health essentials and more luxury stuff, like, you know, that you think will boost your health but you can live without?
Again, it's entirely up to you, absolutely up to you how you want to split it. And if you're using a jam jar system, one would come out of housekeeping and one would come out of lifestyle. For example, Ronnie was talking about getting her hormones checked out, which can be a bit of an expense, so that might come out of a lifestyle jar, or it could come out of, you know, like a more of a savings jar if you've got savings for big bills. So it depends. But if you're just doing categories, then I put everything that's health related under health. So
okay.
Patricia's saying, have you got the list of expenses? So in the Be Well folder, there's a list of expenses. As an example, we gave a list of expenses. Have you got that?
Yes, I have that, and I did make a start at doing that. So I can go back to that and maybe refine it slightly.
Yeah, exactly. There's no hard and fast rule, honey. It's just whatever's going to work for you.
Yeah. Okay. I just need to sit down and bloody do it.
Yes. It won't take long.
Thanks ever so much.
All right. Thanks, Sue. Cheers. Great. Okay. Lucy saying, oh no, we've done that one. Let me see. Oh no, hang on. There's lots of comments here. Okay, so Ronnie's saying, I still need to get to grips with my assets, liabilities, and income and outcome. Have finally managed to get my accountant to give me monthly breakdowns so I can then implement the jam jar system each month. Oh, good. Oh, great. Good job. Slowly, slowly, catchy monkey, she's saying. Great. Okay, so your accountant is helping you with that. Good. And presumably your accountant's got clarity on your assets, liabilities, and then income and outcome, outgoings. Sarah's saying, I just need to sit down and bloody do it too. Yes. On the previous point, Deborah is also saying, I use You Need a Budget, YNAB, and you can have a free trial to see if it works for you. YouNeedABudget.com can be really good for tracking. Okay. Jen saying, my plan is to restart 10-week wealth turnaround after a bit of a break, update my spreadsheets, and figure out how things look now my situation has changed again. Jam jars are operational, just need to get better at keeping a note of everything I spend and what categories it needs to come out of. Started but have slipped. Also must get my tax return sorted finally. Jen, if there's anything around there that you want to have a chat about, put your hand up. Otherwise, it sounds like you're working through it. And yeah, you can have a break. That's totally fine. As long as you keep working through it when you get your focus back again. I know you've been slightly busy. Sounds like you've got it sorted and it's on its way. Okay, good. Lucy says, I have a situation with my partner, which means we can't have a joint account together or any other account. So I need to do this alone and he will do the same, his end. And one of these will need to be a household jar each and a rainy day fund each. But this seems like hard work. Is there another way to do this? Lucy, do you want to have a chat about that? Just put your hand up. Cool. Hi.
Hello, Annie.
Hi, Lucy. How are you, love?
Yeah, slightly perplexed, but good otherwise.
So you have to do things separately, like in terms of your finances at this point?
Yeah. Ken's got some not very good debts that are stuff that he doesn't want to sort out at this point. So we do have a very basic joint account together with the Nationwide, but I'm really concerned that that's going to affect my credit rating, and not that I necessarily need a good credit rating, but I don't want to jeopardize the possibility that I will need a good credit rating.
Yes.
And it can sometimes, you know, once they find out, in inverted commas, and they do know, it's clearly marked on one of the credit reports that I have an association with him.
Oh, wow.
It hasn't really affected my credit rating. It's taken it down by something like 50 points. So I've got the top credit rating minus 50 points. So it's really good.
Great.
In September, we may have to remortgage or change our mortgage, and so I'm going to need a decent credit rating then. So I just thought I need to do this on my own.
Yeah,
I need to sort out these accounts on my own and separate out our finances. And that was that was a bit of a sadness, actually. Somehow it's sort of said having a joint account together means you're a team. You're doing this together.
Yes.
And so I do feel loss and sadness around that. But he, you know, he understands. If he decided to do something about his poor debt, it would take 6 years before we could have a joint account together, because it takes 6 years to kind of clear off your credit rating. So it's clear he doesn't want to do that. So the only way I could think that we could do this was that I would set up six accounts.
Yeah.
He would set up six accounts.
Yes.
We would each have a household jar.
Yeah.
Because I can't have access to his account and he can't have access to mine. So what I thought we could do is if he had a whole household jar and had some of the household expenses in that he paid for, like the direct debit-y type things.
Yeah.
And then I had the ones where we kind of bought stuff on a fairly regular basis, because I'm at home more, so I can go and get the food or sort out the dry cleaning or, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
But it does mean that we have to reconcile these at the end of, for instance, every month or every 3 months. Otherwise, we will lose track of what's going on. So the idea is at the moment we put £600 each into the joint account. So what we could do is if he has roughly the things that take up about 600, he could have those things in his account.
Yeah.
I would do the other 600 a month and put them in my account. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of every month or 3 months, we could reconcile and go, okay, so mine's down to 200. That means I've spent 400.
Yeah.
Yours is down to 50. That means you spent 550. Let's work out what the difference is.
Mm-hmm.
And then he either pays me or I pay him.
Great.
Is that so? It just seemed really complicated. And I was
That's a lovely example of being creative around your finances and making it work for you. If you want to have everything equal, then that's kind of a really good way to do it. If you don't, then it's just, you know, you both put 600 in, say, every month?
Yes, we do. We put 1,200 in a month in total.
Yeah.
It's mostly household stuff, but there's some other bits and pieces we need to sort of reorganize. But
so it could be 600 a month and then you don't keep account of it because you both put the same amount in and whoever spends it. Or you can keep tracking it. Again, there's no hard and fast rule. It's entirely up to what's going to work for both of you. But if you want it to be fair and square, you're spending the same amount, then absolutely, that's a great way to do it.
Well, I suppose this is really good. I hadn't really thought about this, that we would just continue to put in the same amount of money every month and we could just then review it after 3 months and say, actually, this account's got far too much in it. That your account's got a lot less in it. Mm. Let's reorganize where the money goes, if you see what I mean. So he might still put 600 into his. I might put 300 into mine and 300 into his because he's paying for a bit more. But it's still joint stuff.
Exactly.
If you see what I mean.
Yeah.
And then the other thing we have to set up is a rainy day fund, because at the moment we're paying for stuff coming out of the household, which is like emergency stuff. And then we're running out of money in that account because it's not too much of a float. So that's what I was thinking. If we each had a rainy day fund and we say put, you know, £1,000 each into that account.
Yeah.
And hopefully those accounts would be savings accounts, so we'd be earning interest on them. Then he can deal with XYZ emergencies and I'll deal with ABC emergencies.
Perfect.
And if there's something in between that's an M, I don't know, but we just, you know, there's, so I think that's the way it's going to have to work. And I'm just thinking, maybe there is a different way to do this, or maybe there's other ways that I haven't thought about. And so I'd really like to hear them.
Does anyone else have a system? Let me see. Anyone else got a system around this kind of situation? Yeah, not seeing anything yet, but maybe someone's
done. No, that's absolutely fine. I think my situation is probably quite unusual. Not uncommon, but yeah. Unusual, I guess.
I mean, Jen saying, could you do a standing order of $600 a month into your account and then you pay all the household stuff?
He could do, and then he, do you mean then he would do the rainy day stuff?
Could do,
he
yeah.
He could sort of that out. I'm just really keen that I don't take on board all the financial management.
Right.
That we share it, because I still want us to be a team, even though we can't have a joint account. Still want us to work on this together.
Yeah.
Because we both are quite good at pulling the wool over our own eyes and ignoring things. Yeah. And I think it's really good that we take responsibility for stuff.
Mm.
But that might work, that instead of having six accounts each, we have five accounts each, and he has say the household, and then I have the rainy day, and then my other four accounts, and he has his other four accounts.
Yeah.
So that could work.
Yeah,
would make it a bit easier, mm-hmm. Certainly.
Sarah is saying, I recommend a Santander 123 account for bills. I have one transfer each month into that account to cover all the utilities, bills, etc. You pay £5 a month for the account, but you do get interest back on credit and cash back on utility direct debit.
Oh, okay. That's useful to know. Thank you.
And then she's saying, it's easy to see how much you're spending on household bills. This is the only account in my name only. We also have a joint account with Nationwide, and it gives me a credit rating too.
Ah, okay.
Separate account, and there, and one name only is fine. So that's, you know, there's many, many ways to do it, but obviously it's got to work for both of you, and sounds like
absolutely
good solutions.
Yeah, I think we're getting there, actually. It's really helped me really realize that we may go about things slightly differently, and whereas I'm kind of compromising on certain things, like I knew that he didn't have a great credit rating, and that it was a risk having a joint account. But I didn't really put my credit history or my credit future at the top of the priority list.
Yes.
And I think that's really interesting that I didn't. Whereas now I won't do that. Mm. You know, my credit rating is really important.
Mm.
So beforehand I was feeling a bit like, oh no, love's more important.
Yeah.
But then the mortgage is in my name, and so if I don't have a good credit history, then it's going to affect our future plans generally.
Absolutely. That's been helpful, and what I'm hearing is that by paying attention to these topics,
yes,
actually changed your values and made some really smart choices. That's just, those are the facts, you know, and that can affect your credit rating, so you need to be smart about it, which you're being.
Yeah, no, it's been really interesting. And then looking at the accounts, so now I'm free of that kind of, we have to go with Nationwide. I've been looking at other accounts and ones that might suit me better, ones that have got some ethical stances and ones that don't invest in fossil fuels. Because, I do a lot of work around climate change, and I want my values and my actions to be more aligned.
Right.
So I've had a bank account with Royal Bank of Scotland since I was about 18.
Oh, wow.
About 40 years, something like that. And I just haven't been able to peel myself away from them.
Mm.
And I don't know what that's about. I think that probably some sort of security or some sort of sense of reliability, or they're always very nice on the phone. and I always get what I need.
Mm.
And the thought of having to change to another bank
that
even if it had better ethical values, that I couldn't get my needs met. And some of them have got terrible reputations, some banks anyway. Mm. It just makes me feel, you know, God, I'll just stick with what I know.
Yeah.
But I know that's not a good choice. I know it's not a good choice for me.
Well, but it depends what values you're looking at that situation through. If you're valuing comfort and security and familiarity, then you'll stay with your current bank. If you're valuing ethical choices, then maybe you'll move. Do you know what I mean? It depends which filter you're looking that through. And you can choose that.
Yes. No, absolutely. And I think the the comfort and security was really important to me for a long time.
Yeah.
And but I feel quite excited now at the possibility of actually making different choices that suit me, suit me better in some respects, or differently.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting.
That's great.
Yeah, I feel kind of like, whoa, a little adventure is about to take over, which is going to be lovely.
That's fabulous. Veronica is saying, Ronnie is saying, hey, Lucy, I can sympathize with the complexity. We drew out about 6 different flow charts trying to work out how we could organize our finances in a way that would support the Jam Jar system and life logistics.
Yeah.
It can be tricky.
No, that's really good to hear, because I do think it is a case of, like you said, it's making something that works for you and your particular situation. Exactly. And sometimes you just got to look at all the different options and not rush into it. Mm. And I think that's where I felt a little bit of pressure, good pressure, through the weeks, is I should have had my Jam Jar set up by now. And I'm like, well, I haven't, because I've had complications.
Exactly.
And this has been going on. And I'm much happier for having... now being week 8, not having rushed into that, because I've made a better decision consequently, because of I guess taking responsibility for what's really important for me.
Exactly.
And not just for me and my partner.
Yeah.
And that feels really empowering.
And you know, it's being sensible with things like that. It's, you know, you it's all very well to want everything together, and you also have to look after yourself as an individual and make sure that you're supporting your future in the best possible way, and therefore supporting your future together. So
yes,
you've made some great choices there, I think.
Thank you.
Well done. Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, honey. Great. Yeah, everyone's in different situations. Sarah is saying, can't talk, but got my first article published today with joy from Lead the Change. Oh, wow. Hey, well done you. So other priorities. Absolutely. That's amazing. Well done. Fabulous. Okay. It's Wills. Saturday Morning Club, says Amanda. What's the Saturday Morning Club? Saturday Morning Club, lady, she asks. What is that? Just a suggestion. What's the suggestion, though? I don't know what a Saturday Morning Club is. Help! I can't join if I don't know what it is. Lots of half-done tasks. Yes, there's quite a few of you, actually. So, great. Okay, so Saturday Morning Club for finishing things off. Yeah, great one. I love it. Yeah, great. Okay, good. Let me see these comments. Sarah's saying... talk of Experian, I guess that's a week later than week 3, but it's triggered me to sign up to my free account courtesy of BA Fraud Scandal. Oh, okay, good. Yep, it's good to know what they're saying about you behind your back, right, on your credit rating. Karen has finances very separate from your partner at the moment, and that's fine as well. My parents always had separate finances. There was a housekeeping account, and my father paid my mother money into that housekeeping account that she could spend it. But they had their own separate money, and that worked well for them. So it's, again, it's what you make it mean. If you make it mean that that's a problem, then it will be. And if you make it mean that that's, you know, autonomy and freedom, then it will be. It's up to you what you make it mean. Karen says we might get a joint Starling account just for grocery shopping, but bills split up in separate finances. Okay, good. Jen saying, better to wait and get it right. Wish my ex and I had done things more jointly, because I was the one that understood it. I just took care of it all and got seriously burnt when we split. Oh, actually. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? So yes, in your example, Jen, it's good to have things more joined. Some people, it's good to have things more separate. So it completely depends what your situation is. Ronnie's asking, I have a question about the Barbara Stanny Money Mondays. I can't seem to find the free calls. Is she still doing them? I don't know. Does anyone know if Barbara Stanny, or now Houston apparently, is still doing Money Mondays? I haven't heard if she is or not. Sue is saying, shall we set up a chat for a mutual Saturday morning club? So there you go. That's Sue and Amanda. You can get in touch with each other. Amanda saying, fab, Sue. Great. There you go. Saturday morning club is happening. All right, my lovelies, fabulous. So what other questions do you have? Questions, comments, shares, challenges, wins? Karen saying, I want to join the Saturday morning club. You can. There you go. You've got Karen, Sue and Amanda now. And Helen. Helen wants to join the Saturday morning club too. I love this. Look at this. Collaboration in action. Great. Gorgeous. Ronnie, one thing I've noticed as a block to financial stuff is all the passwords just seem to have a mental block. Does anyone else have this? Yeah, those passwords, how? I know there used to be LastPass, which is you have one password, like a master password, and then it remembers all your other passwords, but I was never quite sure about that myself, but maybe some of you use it. Does anyone else have any suggestions on passwords? Remembering them all. Password manager is essential, says Amanda. Cybersecurity. Password management is built into Apple Mac. Yes, it is. Doesn't help you remember though when it remembers them for you. I still can't remember them. Oh, there's a way to see them, says Sue. Ronnie's saying, cool, thanks. Keychain. Yeah, right, keychain passwords. Okay. All right, my lovelies, I'm not seeing any more hands or questions. So, looks like we're done. Going, gone. Okay, great. All right, my darlings, we will wrap up there. Not seeing anything else from you. So thank you so much for your participation. There's another couple of weeks in the Facebook group. So keep going and put your intentions in there tomorrow for week 9 and then next week for week 10. And the lovely Ruth Harrington will be supporting you in there. So thank you so much. It's been amazing supporting you through this. And I'm just so encouraged by all that you're up to and, you know, the efforts that you're putting in. And if you're half done, keep going. You'll get fully done after a little while. It's just keep going with the momentum and do keep supporting each other. And I look forward to hearing how the Saturday Morning Club goes. Fabulous. All right, my loves. Take care.